Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning at verse number 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take your young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. I want to talk about a safe space in the time of trouble. A safe space in the time of trouble. Throughout the Christmas season, we hear about Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nazareth, but we don't hear much about Egypt. But Egypt is very much a part of the Christmas story. Joseph and Mary. Angel speaks to Mary and tells her she's going to have a son, and the son shall be conceived by the Holy Spirit. And angel speaks to Joseph and tells him what's going to happen. And now baby Jesus is born. Herod is king. And there's a rumor going around that there's a young baby, there's a young child that's born somewhere in the kingdom that will be the king that will take over the throne, and Herod is intimidated by a baby. Now, I've met a whole lot of babies that I didn't know how to handle. But I never met one that I was intimidated by. And so an angel comes and he speaks to Joseph and says, there's an APB out on your boy Jesus. You better get him out of town. Herod is going to kill him. He's got a contract out on baby Jesus' life. Get him out of town. Take him down to Egypt and keep him there until I send word that Herod is dead. This is not the only time that parents have had a dream for their children. Many of you, you left the Bronx to come to Teaneck or to Hackensack or to Englewood or to Ramapo so that your children could have a better opportunity. And it wasn't that there was something wrong necessarily with the school in the area, but you were worried about the safety of your child. You know there was a gang up the street. You knew that you could not be everywhere with your children. So you decided, I've got to get my family out of town and I've got to go to another location. Do I have a witness in the house? So you came, you brought your family here just like Joseph took Mary and Jesus to Egypt looking for a safe space. Everywhere, don't mistake, everywhere there is goodness, evil is somewhere around. Everywhere there's things going right, there's always somebody trying to mess up a program. But thanks be to God, God still have angels around. Now, they may not look like angels, but there's a few angels in here right now. There's somebody that talks to God on a regular basis, and God communicates with them on a regular basis. Now, you got to be careful when people start telling you that God's talking to them. But God, I do believe God speaks. And I'm not sure he speaks like I'm speaking to you, but he speaks in our conscience, and he speaks in our minds, and he speaks through his word, and he speaks through other people. God still has safe spaces. You know, many of us grew up with our grandmothers. You know, sometimes our parents, you know, they got pregnant early and somebody walked off and left. And then grandma, you went to grandma's house. How many, don't raise your hand, but you know I'm telling the truth. And it was a safe space. Grandma didn't let anything happen to you. Thanks be to God, God still got some safe spaces. When you and I have fallen short, God still opened doors. In this text, Joseph took his family to Egypt for a safe space. And I don't know everything that happens in a safe space, but one thing, it's good to just be in an environment so you don't have to worry about your life. It's just good to be somewhere so you can get your thoughts back again. Do I have a witness? It's good to be somewhere so you can reflect a little bit, where you can come to yourself, where you know that there's a bright side somewhere. It's good to be in a space where you know you are affirmed, and you know that you are loved, and you know that you are cared for, and God can take you to a safe space. I wish I could say that every household is a safe space. I cannot say that. It's a terrible thing when you catch hell at home, particularly when you're a child. Now, some of the hell as adults we created, but particularly as a child. And in this text, here Jesus is. Jesus is young. I don't know how old he's a young son. I don't know how long he stayed down in Egypt. But it's also a terrible thing once you, and Jesus' family, you know, let me just tell you, Jesus' family was always moving. How many of you know that, you know, sometimes you're 5 years old, you don't move five times. Jesus is in Egypt. He's in Nazareth. He's in Bethlehem. I don't know if he was in the low rent district or what, but he was always moving. But it's good when you go to a safe space and you are not rushed out of a safe space. It's good when you go to a safe space and you have a feeling that you can stay here long enough to get yourself together. It's good when you can go to a safe space and you don't have to worry about rent for a little while anyway. Now, you know, I guess there's a problem when you go to a safe space and you forget that you are visiting. Jesus, he's in Egypt, and the angel says, you stay here until you get word that Herod is dead. How many of you know sometimes you got to wait for people to die before you can go back home? Now, I'm not talking about physically necessarily, but I'm talking about sometimes we're in the wrong environment, and if you don't get your kids and yourself away from demonic, negative people, they will destroy your life. You have better run and find you in Egypt a safe space so you can grow and bloom and become all that God would have you to be. Have you ever thought about if you had never left Mississippi? If you never left the Bronx. Now, I'm not putting down the Bronx. I'm putting down your neighborhood. Because you knew there were some devils in your neighborhood. And you knew if you go in and you were hanging around old Bobo and old Skeeter, you would have been dead in jail, pregnant with 5 different men. You knew that the best thing in the world that your parents did for you is to bring you across the river. And you know right now, old as you are, you know that you are not strong enough to go hang around with old Bubba. Old Bubbettes, that's the female version. Every now and then, God speaks to you and he speaks to me and says, you've got to leave that community because that community is not good for you. You've got to get away. Go to Egypt. Where is Egypt? It might be Hackensack. But Egypt is not just a place. God places people in your life to make a difference. Have you ever thought about if it had not been for Mrs. So-and-so, if it had not been for Mr. So-and-so, if it had not been for my coach, if it had not been for my Sunday school teacher, if it had not been for my pastor, if it had not been for old Uncle Skeeter, if it had not been for Aunt Mary, I don't know where I would be. God places people in your life and give you a safe space. Sometimes your mother and your father was driving you crazy. It was Aunt Mary who was the one that helped you to get through. Do I have a witness in the house? You can say amen. Your mom ain't here. God, even in this terrible terror that happened in Newton, Connecticut, I saw pictures of teachers trying to protect their kids. I saw teachers locking the door and putting chairs around their children and trying to protect their children, pulling down the shades. Even in the midst of the terror, they were trying to find a safe space. And I hope to God that Mount Olive Baptist Church is a safe space for somebody. I hope when you are going through on your job and unemployment and your health situation and your family situation, I hope that when you come in here that you feel like you're in a safe space. You got a place that you can breathe a little bit. You got a place that you can reflect a little bit. You got a place that you can get your sound mind back again. How many of you know sometimes you almost lose your mind? It's a terrible thing to come into a safe space and you don't feel safe. This text, an angel speaks to Joseph. Mary goes down. He takes her down into Egypt. He stays down there until Herod is dead. He comes back home after Herod is dead. And then he becomes, if you will, he matures and he develops into the Savior of the world and the King of Kings. He learns some things down in Egypt. He comes back. And I believe one of the reasons that we're supposed to send people away to college is to get away from some of your negative friends. Now, I love you to know, if you can't afford to go to Syracuse and you got to go to a local college, that's fine. But we got some negative influences in our lives. They ain't going to do nothing. They don't want you to do nothing. College, that's for white folk. That's just stupid. That's for people who want to do something with their lives. Whatever color you are. The other thing is, one final word. Trouble is coming. And you need to know where your safe space is before trouble gets here. You know, when you're going through, you need to know who you can talk to. Do you know who you can talk to? I mean, do you really know who you can talk to? I mean, you better have at least one somebody you can talk to. Because trouble is on the way. It may not be your mother. It may not be your father. It may not be your pastor. But you got to find somebody that you can talk to that won't judge you. The church of Jesus Christ is supposed to be a safe space. And I am certain as I can be of anything in this world, I am certain that there are people that's been in your life that help you along the way. And if it were not for them, you wouldn't be here today. And that's a safe place. When the world was against you, God had somebody that loved you and affirmed you and prayed for you and waited on you and waited on you until you came to your right mind. And I am certain of this. If you are a person of faith, one Sunday if you've been coming here for the last 29 years, I am certain of this. I am not on every Sunday, but every now and then. If you just keep coming, sooner or later, you're going to say, finally he preached my sermon. Finally. What took him so long? And just maybe, today might be your day. Amen.